Scripture today is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we were justified by faith, we have peace with God, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I thank our brother in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Would you please join with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you. We've heard your words once again, and as we continue to worship you, have us be in a worshipful attitude during whatever is offered and shared now, that we can know intimately your Holy Spirit at work in our lives. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. You know, it's been said that to write a good country western song, you need three components: a pickup truck, a dog, and a really sad story. Now, I myself like country western music, and I enjoy it, and there's a lot of favorite groups that I have, but I was thinking about one particular group, the Dixie Chicks, and a song that they have where the refrain says, "It's so hard when it doesn't come easy." It's so hard when it doesn't come easy. I don't know if you've heard the phrase, "No pain, no gain." What about, "You want something, you have to work for it. Anything good is worth fighting for. No one ever said life was going to be a rose garden." I think my mom used all those phrases at one time or another on me. Challenges in life are part of the joy of life as well. I know that seems odd, but you know, living our Christian faith can be an odd thing as well, can it? Living our Christian faith and truly being open to God's guidance through whatever life may throw at us reminds us that often it is in the times of greatest struggle, the times of greatest challenge, those dark nights of the soul, it's in those times that we grow the most. Odd, isn't it? And yet true. Who here, and you don't have to raise your hand, just think about it yourself, has experienced a bit of growth or awareness or sensed God's presence in a more powerful way after going through times of challenge? Who here is going through that right now? For us, you see, difficult times are not something to shy away from, but rather something to open ourselves to. Because it's in those moments that God, more than not, does something that is beautiful, wholesome, joy-filled, and healing. In other words, in those times of brokenness, and especially in those times of grieving and darkness, resurrection takes place once more. It's another phrase I'd like to introduce you to this morning. Don't waste the pain. Don't waste the pain. I'm careful whenever I'm visiting people in the hospital after they've had surgery, if they're experiencing pain, from saying, you know, that points to the healing process. I may get a bag of saline solution thrown at my head if I say that. But nonetheless, it is a reality. Whenever we have a physical healing, pain is something that points to the body working and coming together. Synapses firing, the blood vessels working as they do, the muscles healing, whatever it may be, that's something that's taking place. There are some nurses in the crowd, so you can give me even more details after worship about what exactly is taking place. But spiritually, that's something that's a little bit more difficult to put our finger on, isn't it? God healing us, helping us to connect with Him more powerfully, helping us to connect with Him more intimately, so that whenever we hand our lives over to God, it really is a handing over, not saying, Lord, manage this problem until I'm ready. Lord, handle this until I want to pick it up again, but rather, Lord, handle it. He is our sovereign. He is in charge. Are we living like that? A question for you and you alone to answer. Are you living as though God is truly in charge in your life? What Paul is writing here in the scripture passage that we read, that our brother shared, are words that have confounded people. Really. I mean, look at it. Look at those four things that are put together, specifically, starting in verse 3. We boast in our sufferings. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Suffering, endurance, character, and hope. I don't know about you, but there are some days when I have just about enough character in my life. I don't need any more. I don't want any more. And yet, we know that this is how it works. We know that this is the process that takes place again and again and again and again. And you know, at certain times in our lives, even after we've been going through this, being transported through this by the grace of God, by the saving relationship that we have through Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, even as we've been transported through this once again, we start saying, oh no, I'm at the endurance part. Oh no, I'm at the suffering part. Oh no, I'm at the character part. There are plenty of characters in this church. You don't need to point at anyone, elbow anyone, say he's talking to you, we're talking about you. I'm looking at some particular people in general right now, and I'm sorry about that. But this is also a church of character, because it is a place that has faced challenges and will continue to face challenges. But we realize that as we face those challenges, it's not dependent on what we can do. It's dependent on what God can do through us. You see who the source is, God. It's not about us, it's about God giving glory to Him. Now certainly, when we give glory to God, what happens? There's a glory that we experience as well. There is a growth, there is an awareness where we know God more fully. We understand a bit more, and we can love more openly. I think about our balloon up there. I'm not sure how we're going to get that down. I think we'll just leave it up there for a while. I like it, actually. I like it. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Maybe you're kind of focused on what was going on down here, but you can kind of look up and see that. And that's from our preschool graduation this past week. And, you know, getting a chance to see those kids come up and sing and participate, there's a lot of hope in that. And the phrase was used, this is our future. This is the hope of our future. But what I can share with you as well is that no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what age, no matter what maladies, no matter what challenges, God is looking at you as well, okay? It's like we're all lined up before God, and God's smiling the same as we smile whenever we see all those kids lined up. Believe it or not, that's a challenge, isn't it? That's difficult to believe, that God smiles whenever he sees us. And yet it's true. He sees us as his channels. He sees us as the church that is called to do something in the world. Not simply to be like the world, but to lead in the world. And to lead all of those who are open to a saving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. What an awesome call that is. As this house of prayer, as God's church, as his people, as his modern day disciples, that call is renewed once again today. You know, okay, maybe you're at the endurance place or the character place or the suffering place, and you came in today, and the last thing you wanted to hear is the preacher say, hey, God's got a call for you. Something else. Well, it's not something else. It's in the midst of that. Do you understand that? In the midst of that challenge, God is going to work through you. In fact, as a minister, what I've found is that as I have experienced loss, as I have experienced brokenness, or as I have grieved in my life, those are some of the times whenever God has spoken most powerfully. Sometimes we think that we need to be really on top of things. And yet, it's God who is at work. It's not us who has to be all spit-shined and ready and have all the answers and be ready to give the right response to someone who's struggling. Sometimes, as the wounded healer, as the broken vessel, that's what God is calling us to be, to work through us in that way and at that time. You'll never know what God can do until you truly humble your life and allow him to work through you. As I was standing at the head of my brother's hospital bed, and as they were about ready to turn off the machine that was keeping him alive, and as tears flowed, and I was certainly a mess, nothing pleasant to look at, I can remember vividly sensing, of all things, God's Holy Spirit at work, especially and exceptionally in that moment. And a prayer started coming out. And as my family was gathered and we held on to each other tight around amidst the machines and the bags and everything else, there was a humanity that grew there and a love that was profound and a presence of God that nobody expected. It was God's church gathered in that people. Was it a difficult time? Yes. But was it a time that God helped us to grow and sustained us and carried us forward? Amen. for us as God's people today. The question is, are we truly allowing God to lead our lives? Have we given it up with abandon? Have we understood that no matter where we are in that process, God is there with us as well? And do we understand that God has given us His church, one another, His family, all together, to encourage that, to sustain that, and to remind us, to be visible, physical reminders of God's face, God's love, God's grace? What I'd like to do this morning is allow God to truly use me as a channel, because it's not about me, it's about God. And to offer this invitation again, that you would recognize that God is wanting to lead you, to guide your life, no matter where you are in the process, that God wants you to hand your life over to Him today. And maybe you've done it before. Maybe you've done it in another setting. And you don't need to come forward to do it. You can do it right where you're at and simply open your hands. But more so, it's not even something physical. It's something spiritual. It's something inside of us, at the deepest core of ourselves, where we say, Lord, it's no longer about me. It's about you. Wow, what a relief that is to say. What an unburdening happens. As you hear the music play, you're going to have that opportunity. Lord, it's not about me. It's about you. And I really want you to be leading my life. Not my agenda, not my plans, but what you would have me do. And then simply feel God's grace and love washing over you, because He loves you more than you can imagine.